Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn, coming at you from San Francisco or wherever large AWS bills can be found. This episode has been brought to you by Influx Data. Influx, it's a time series database, much like Amazon TimeStream, except for the part where it actually has paying customers who are using it in production. Influx has been the premier time series database for a long time. They have open source offerings across the board, as well as integrated managed services that they've recently launched, rebranded as Influx 2.0. I strongly urge you to take a look at them if for some reason you decide that time series databases might be something that could help out with whatever you're working on. Check them out at influxdata.com, and my thanks to them for their generous sponsorship of my ridiculous podcast. Now, we start off with breaking news as of the time of this recording, but old news by the time you hear it. AWS has lost a bid for the worst customer in the world, namely the U.S. federal government in the form of the Pentagon. Azure has won that contract. Watch as Microsoft stands around befuddled like a dog who's caught a car that she has no bloody clue how to drive. Now, what did AWS release last week? Excellent question. We start off with a new feature, Alexa, I'm running late. That's right, Alexa for Business has enabled Alexa users to inform their next meeting that they will be late, programmatically. That's right, you now can automate the process of telling your colleagues that you suck at managing your own schedule and have no respect for their time. Ideally, someone will write a skill that they can then use themselves to automatically endorse you on LinkedIn for time management. Amazon Aurora supports cost allocation tags for Aurora storage. Two AWS billing systems employees, their passions unrequited, cling to one another as the Heisenberg uncertainty metering system collapses in flaming ruin all around them. All they have left is each other. Amazon Chime Voice Connector adds real-time audio streaming because no one on that team apparently has heard of Amazon Connect, which does that, or one of the various Amazon Elemental services, which also does exactly that thing. Meanwhile, Amazon Connect, on the other side of the wall through which no one can peer, has launched additional APIs to list contact center resources. Imagine that, APIs that tell you what a service can do. Isn't that baseline 101 for any Amazon service? I'm just asking questions here. Amazon DocumentDB with MongoDB compatibility. Yes, that's its full proper name. Adds support for change streams. That's right, it can tell you exactly what's changed in your database. This record was updated. This record was deleted. Oops, we just dropped the entire production database on the floor because we're just that much like MongoDB. Amazon EFS now supports AWS Private Link, so you can start sharing NFS between AWS accounts. What? Don't do that. Amazon Elastic Container Service patterns are generally available in the AWS Cloud Development Kit. When you say pattern, are you talking about something I would use to, I don't know, knit a scarf or something? Or this is a guidance on how to do a thing? Or something else entirely? It's not entirely clear, but all I'm seeing from this is yes, you can use Amazon ECS well and badly using AWS CDK because it's the AWS CDK. Amazon Elastic Inference introduces new accelerators with higher GPU memory. Awesome, as opposed to the crappy GPU memory on the old accelerators. Has anyone actually used Amazon Elastic Inference yet? If so, look me up on Twitter, please. I'm Quinny Pig. I'd love to hear your story. That's Q-U-I-N-N-Y, Pig, because I've never seen these things in the wild. Amazon Managed Blockchain now supports Amazon CloudWatch metrics for peer nodes. Because if there's one thing you want smack dab in the middle of your managed blockchain, it's CloudWatch metrics. Amazon Polly launches two new voices in neural text-to-speech technology. The two new voices are, of course, Disappointed Father, who you just told you're going to art school, and Fran Drescher. Amazon Transcribe now supports Australian English speech-to-text in real time. The hard part wasn't understanding the accent so much as getting Transcribe's system shielded well enough to withstand the blistering stream of profanity. Speaking of blistering streams of profanity, have you tried running Elasticsearch lately? Chaos Search allows you to turn terabytes of raw data into actionable insights in minutes while providing Elasticsearch-compatible APIs. If you want to use Elasticsearch APIs because they're great, but want to spare yourself the constant, "My Elasticsearch cluster has fallen over and it won't get up. I think it's dead. Daddy, send for help," moments, check them out. Your data lives in your own S3 bucket while their magic provides incredibly responsive queries. And you never have to move your data. Reach out to Chaos Search at chaossearch.io and tell them I sent you. And because they insist stubbornly on capitalizing their company's name at all times, please ask them to turn off their caps lock key while you've got them on the phone. Amazon API Gateway now supports wildcard custom domain names and other exciting breaking news from the mid to late 2000s. AWS Amplify Console announces pull request previews for full-stack serverless applications. I had to check, but fortunately, this is a GitHub integration rather than AWS somehow erroneously thinking that a pull request was some kind of Git primitive. AWS Batch introduces new allocation strategies that are not just cost-based, so they're faster, less likely to interrupt, and way easier to use Batch to set bonfires of money. AWS Glue now provides the ability to rewind job bookmarks for your Spark ETL jobs. You should also be kind and rewind your Netflix streams when you're done watching them as a courtesy to the next customer. AWS IoT Device Tester version 2.1.0 for AWS Greengrass is now available. Okay, first, didn't they call that AWS IoT Greengrass last week? Make up your mind, please, Amazon. If you're going to name something badly, at least name it badly and consistently. Secondly, AWS IoT Device Tester sounds like the worst freaking internship you could possibly get. AWS Managed Services adds developer mode to accelerate migrations. That's right, you can now enable developer mode and pay Amazon Managed Services to spend all day on Hacker News arguing about how your app is easy to build over the course of a weekend instead of doing actual freaking work. AWS Managed Services also adds support for 29 additional AWS services, but there are still over 100 services that they don't support. You could do far worse than to use this as a codex as to which AWS services actually matter and which are second tier slash complete crap. AWS OpsWorks for Chef Automate now supports custom domains. And that concludes our breaking news report from a decade ago. Over to Jeff with the weather. Amazon CloudFront announces its first edge location in Belgium. Because if there's one thing that Europe has desperately been needing as I look upon the impenetrable forest of pushpins in the map, it's another CloudFront edge location in mainland Europe. Meanwhile, Africa remains mostly crickets. Speaking of CloudFront, it expands to 200 locations with new edge locations in Colombia, Chile, and Argentina, and reduces prices in South America by 56%. Of course, Amazon is chalking that 56% price cut up as yet another example of we're always cutting prices, never mind the fact that it's always service-specific, tier-specific, region-specific, and never an across-the-board cut. I find that a bit disingenuous, and it makes me sad. Increase AWS single sign-on security with multi-factor authentication using authenticator apps. Finally, historically, all I've been able to use when I use AWS SSO is a code that they email to me, like it's 1992. Finally, I can use something like Google Authenticator, but they dare not name that because we don't give attention to competitors. Now available, Amazon Linux 2 and new instance types for Amazon GameLift. Huzzah! Pedro the corporate memo donkey has completed his treacherous journey through the mountains and finally delivered the good news from one AWS service team to another before the snows of winter have set in. AWS Management and Governance at AWS reInvent 2019. They mention a whole bunch of talks they're giving, including one called High Velocity Service Delivery, which sounds to me like someone absolutely ruining your week with a ticket number taped to a baseball. There's a blog post as well called Controlling Your AWS Costs by Deleting Unused Amazon EBS Volumes. They have a multi-step process using several internal services that can do this for you, or you can use a three-line bash script like a sensible person. And of course, finally, there's another guide to reinvent sessions by the AWS security blog, because the various service teams are all now launching competing blog posts, arguing for your time and attention at reInvent. Instead, go to none of them. Come to SEC 212. It's a talk so nice, my partner and I are giving it twice. And enjoy hearty laughs, fabulous prizes, and a petting zoo, unless AWS fails to properly read my speaking writer. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn, coming at you from San Francisco, and I will talk to you all later this week. More to come on Thursday.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.